Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC, Enchanted Hills Camp, very own on-campus podcast. We are in the podcast room, and as always, before we get started, I just have to say these quick words, which include: the views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening to the show, and I hope you enjoy it. This is show number 13. We are now day one. Yesterday was arrival for the adults session, and now we are in our first full day, and we have some very special guests from the adults session campers. Please introduce yourselves.
Okay, I'm known up here at camp as Mars, but for those that don't know who I really am, I'm Charles Dickens from Sacramento, California.
And I'm the other half, Venus, from Sacramento, California.
And you guys have been coming to camp together for how long?
For 38 years.
38 years.
Yeah, 38
perfect.
Years, yeah.
All right.
In fact,
now,
we met up here.
You guys met up here. Excellent. So that's a whole nother story for another time.
Yes.
We're here to talk about the fact that you two love to play music together. Is this correct?
Yes.
Yes, you're both musicians.
Both of us are musicians.
Okay, so my next question would be, besides the regular summer sessions here at camp, you have had the privilege of attending a music camp last February, correct?
Yes.
All right, Venus, in your own words, tell me what you thought about that weekend that we had up here in February.
It very, very knowledgeable. In fact, I learned a little more about the Grateful Dead, which I became a fan of after I got home from music camp. We have XM, and they have a Grateful Dead channel, so I turned to that channel, and I heard the song that we performed called...
What was that
song? Fire on the Mountain.
Fire on the Mountain. I've been playing that song a long time.
In fact, I heard, I found it very interesting because they performed both Fire on the Mountain and I can't remember what the other song is called. Jimmy Buffett does a cover of it.
Is it Scarlet Begonias?
Yes. That's what it is.
Yeah,
Scarlet, what is it called?
Scarlet Begonias.
Yeah, Scarlet.
They call it the Scarlet Fire.
Yeah, Scarlet Fire, yes. Yes, they performed it together, and I found it very... They did everything.
Yeah, they
pretty much
super jam it out for sure. So you left jam camp and came away a deadhead, is what
yes,
you're saying?
Yes.
I want to mention that I had the honor of hosting this camp, and I definitely called it jam camp. It was about us coming together and playing together, playing individually. Working our writing, our songwriting workshop was like kind of working our songwriting brain. But for the most part, it was just about playing music and connecting over music. And we had some lovely campers, including you guys. Mars, what did you get out of our February music camp that we did up here?
Well, it was interesting, and I did love the jamming portion of it, and because being a musician for 50 years, I knew about jam sessions from, you know, the old big bands, and them, they would jam. And in case people don't know what it really is. Well, what the old school version is that they would get together. It was like they would experiment, like the old bands like Louis Armstrong and Benny Goodman. They would get together and sort of like what we did, they would come up with ideas on a song. And so I enjoyed jamming. Jamming was great.
We spent lots of our evenings just sitting in the dining hall, going around, taking turns, playing songs, and everybody following along. On the last night, we did a little concert for the woodworkers who were also working up here, woodworking camp. We had a combined camp.
Yeah.
What a fantastic thing Enchanted Hills is to be able to do that. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree.
Yeah, it's a great place. We hope to be able to do this some more. Okay, Venus, I'm going to ask you a quick question. When you were here, you had an opportunity to record one of your original songs with Mars. I wanted to talk briefly about this recording that you did, which you can listen to at maceo.net on the EHC page. There is a music camp from February release that we did, and Venus's song is on there. And the content of this song is amazing. You want to tell us just a little bit about it, please?
Yes, I wrote this song in 1982. Mars and I met in 1979, and we were friends. We started as friends, which I feel is better to start as friends before getting into a relationship. It just works out better. And we were married to other people at the time. And this song that I wrote is about how we met and up here.
Right. And it really captures like the internal feelings that you were having as regards that transition from being friends to being in a relationship. Is this true?
Yes.
Is this true in saying that?
It is, yes.
It's very personal and sweet. can you tell us the name of the song?
It's called Our Time Together.
Our Time Together. And not only is this song sweet and loving and beautiful, but it also has EHC as a backdrop with those words, right? Yeah?
Yes.
Yes. What's the line? Something about...
The bridge.
Right.
The first bridge is... We were in the mountains at the time.
That's it. That's the one. And these are those mountains.
Yes.
And you're still here this time.
Yes, yes. Yep.
Okay, so hand the mic over to Mars because I have a question for him.
Yeah, maybe she should write a sequel.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We're still here at this time. Yeah.
When did you first hear the song? How did she approach this idea to you? Was this later when you were together as a relationship, or did she spring it on you as friends?
She did spring it on me.
Yeah?
As friends, I mean.
Yeah?
You know.
Did you get all tickly inside?
Well, at the time I wasn't sure, you know, because, you know, being as friends, you know, I thought it was just a song.
Right, right. Didn't click yet.
Yeah. But then later on, yes, it did click.
Mm-hmm. And you were like, that's about me. Yeah. Right on. Mars, you're a fantastic instrumentalist. You're a great jammer. What's your main instrument?
Well, thank you. Well, now, let's see. I actually, let's see. I think it would be the accordion, although I started out with the piano.
Right, and Venus lovingly calls you her squeeze, which is awesome because that's what you—that's what you do. You squeeze that box in and out, around and round. Here we go, lots of music. You know what I'm saying here on EHC? I guess this is why we have to put on a disclaimer before these shows, huh?
Yeah. Well, she says that I have two squeezes. Yeah. Her and in case the younger people don't know, there are several names for the accordion, and one is the squeeze box.
The squeeze box.
That's an old term, and I'm sure you know that, Missio.
Yeah, I do. The squeeze box.
They also call it the stomach Steinway.
Oh, they are? Yeah,
and
that's a
good one.
And
here's one you probably never heard, the push and pull a tuna box.
There we go. And that is an excellent piece of tidbit accordion information that I'm sure none of you or many of you have never heard. Hey, you know, we do great things here at EHC just because we love it here so much. And you guys just keep coming back and are such a bright, shining light here at EHC. We always enjoy having you. Venus, you're going to be back a little later with Linda Fonseca in another podcast. We have a whole another song and scenario to talk about.
Yeah,
and Mars, we're going to get you back, too, at some point here before the week's over to talk about your week and what was going on. Maybe we can find some folks. But I just want everybody to know that this podcast is about getting to know our campers and learning about EHC. And there's just so much information, it's hard to cram it into just a few minutes. You guys have shared such little tidbits, awesome tidbits, and we appreciate that so much. So is there anything you guys want to tell everybody out there in the world, anything you want to say?
Well, there's another thing about music camp that I'd like to say that I found very, well, it made me nervous, but yet it made me inspired. I haven't written anything for quite a few years, and one of our assignments was to write something, whether it would be about camp or a commercial or something. And it's like, oh, okay. I haven't written anything for quite some time. Let's see. I was at the keyboard, and I told Maceo what I was thinking about writing about, and I said, well, okay, I love nature, so let's see what I could come up with. So I started writing something, and it is nature-y. I love horses. I love nature. I love animals. I mean, and so I thought of horses, and so I came up with this horse rhythm, and well, it came out a little different, but it you know how you. Well, musicians, when they write something, they start out what they think they're going to write about, and it comes out a little different.
Absolutely.
I'm going to at least do my best to perform it at the talent show.
Oh my goodness! And we're going to do a talent show review podcast. So that is a great interlude into what we will be doing this week, and we're looking forward to that performance.
Yeah, I hope I didn't spoil the surprise.
Oh no, that's perfect. That's exactly what we're looking for.
In fact, I'm going to leave it at that because I want it to be a little surprise. I hope I get a chance to practice.
We'll give you plenty of time to practice.
But I finished it at home.
Perfect.
But I started it up here.
Okay, and that was the whole idea, was to come away with an idea or inspiration that will give you some focus when you got home. That was excellent, excellent expressions, Venus. Thank you so much. We're listening and providing you with quality radio programming here, podcasting at Everything EHC. We just talked several minutes about our wonderful music programs here at EHC. Thank you so much for joining us, Mars and Venus, and we're going to definitely be talking to you and hearing your music again soon. Thank you for listening. This is Everything EHC at maceo.net, maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and everybody have a great day.
Smiles on your pillows.
EHC
is a place to be.
Attaboy, Mars. Thank you very much.